Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi, the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech.
You're on the Gadget Chats podcast. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's spooky week. Yeah.
It's Halloween on Gadget Chats.
Yeah. So tell us, what are you dressed like?
My ear won't stay up over here. I am Baby Yoda, or the child, you know, for those who want to say it properly. Can you hear me though?
Yes. Like,
so I'm gonna do the thirst buckets.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we're gonna go over stats and you know, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So first in the building was Raymond Williams.
Hey,
and he said, friend. Hey, I'm first. Uno Nice came through. He always sends us flowers and smileys.
Yes.
New York dropped through, long time no see. Barry J. Barry Johnson is in the building, one of our biggest supporters.
Oh, no.
John Williams, always a good supporter as well. Mm-hmm. This is when I have to skip down and I start missing people. D Mills, Wayne Train is in the building. Fold family. Let's see. I skipped down too far. I always do it at least once. D Boone, did I say D Boone yet? If not, what's up, y'all?
Hey,
D-Boone's in the house. Bonnie Scoop is here. Let's go. Ray, Cousin Ray. He finally made it on time. Nice to see you. Big John, Tech Reviews.
Hi, Big John.
Tech for your needs. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, Twin is here. What's up, Mia?
Sister.
What's up, Scales and More?
Hi.
Hey, Miss Pinky is here.
Hi, Miss Pinky. Thanks on Twitch. What's the YouTube link again? Yeah, I'll send it to you.
And Tech King Mike is here.
Yes.
See how long I can handle this costume, y'all. It's really warm. Really, really warm. Really, really, really warm. But yeah, I had a pretty long day, so I'm on coffee and water. Mm-hmm. Trying to stay awake.
Same here. The party never stops, especially when it's towards the end of the month. Gotta get them numbers up.
Okay, she's here. Let me.
Hey, you found
Pink
it.
Squad.
Hey, what's up, Pinky?
Look, so you got Miss Pinky. Your husband is Pinky's out.
Yes. So. He says Pinky's out, yes. And I love pink. I just do. I just love pink. So I am dressed up with this bloody white gown. I bought this about 10 years ago and I wore it almost every Halloween because it just fits. And it's comfy. I love it.
You have to multi-purpose though, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's like, why do you buy something and only wear it once? I like to buy stuff and use it over and over and over again, especially clothes.
Well, let me get Trello open. I want to make sure I'm following. Look, I'm a stickler for following the dialogue, even though Catwoman messes it up every time.
So, let's talk about what is going on with us currently. ¿Qué estás pasando, Abe? So, I'm going to bring up here our stats. Oops, I took myself out. All right, so this is our podcast. You can listen to us everywhere podcasts are available. We have 237 subscribers on YouTube.
Yay!
On Twitter, we have 239 followers. Thank you. We're also live on Periscope as well. On Instagram, we have 156 followers.
The clap claps, they're too long.
On Facebook, we have, why do they put the numbers like in such a weird spot?
I'm trying Facebook to find this. Just changed its whole life.
I know.
Get your life, Facebook.
I think we're still at 88 from the last time. Trying to see. All this is giving me is all of these analytics. Oh, there it is. 87. Oh, we lost somebody. And then we're live on Twitch too. Yay! We have 11 followers. Hey!
Man, we're growing on Twitch, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
We might go down on Facebook, but we going up on Twitch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So for today, we'd also like to give a creator shout out. I was not ready. I'm so sorry. I wasn't ready for the matter. Let me put it right now. Tech woes. Well, it's more like human woes because I messed up.
Okay.
So, this lovely, lovely person named Miss Pinky 313, she followed me on Twitter yesterday. And I saw her profile picture and I saw her name on Twitter and I just like instantly fell in love with her. Look at her. Like, what is not to love? I'm like, who is she? And so I just started watching all of her videos and stuff. And I'm like, wow, she's awesome. So we put all of her links in the description. Please, 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 please check her out. So we posted her YouTube, her Twitch, her Twitter, her Instagram. Please, 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 please follow her. So she was actually live streaming on Twitch earlier today. And I was listening and watching at the same time. And can I tell you guys that it is hard. It is hard to play a video game and look at what people are saying on the stream at the same time and then also have a conversation with the other people that you're playing games with. When I say multitasking, she was multitasking.
Yeah, we like, think live no streaming is hard.
Yeah, you and I, we just have conversations and we talk, we can see the chat and everything like that. But she's playing a game, talking to her squad, talking about current events, reading the chat. I'm like, yo, I was blown away. Also,
yeah, she's in the chat, Savage. She beat you here, actually.
Yes, she's in the chat on YouTube. And then also she has her latest video here on YouTube. The dog had on my underwear. You guys are going to die laughing. Please, please, please check out that video. It was hilarious. It was hilarious. I'm not going to explain what happened. Don't do that.
You can't ruin it for people. They won't go watch.
Yes. Check it out. So, yes. Creator shout out, Miss Pinky 313.
Thanks for following through.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by, girl.
And we're going to wrap up a little social. You know, we talked about her. We talked about what's going on with us. And I will say, everybody make sure they go out and vote.
Yes.
I'm not telling you who to vote for. Just exercise your rights.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Gigi voted last week. And I voted over the weekend. And it was awesome. It was the first time I was ever allowed to vote because I just got my citizenship this year. And I went on Saturday to go vote. And there was a lot of people in the lines. And it was a diverse group of people. And I almost had tears because all this time I've been in the United States and I haven't been able to vote or really participate in like the political climate. I talk about it, but I'm not able to actively put my vote in. And every time people talk about, oh yeah, just go vote. It takes like 5 minutes, go in there. And I'm like, there's 368 million people in the United States. How is it that it like, when you go vote on voting day, it doesn't take a long time. Like at the most, people are like, oh, it's like 2 hours. Yeah. And to see so many people there, I waited in line for about 2 hours. And it was just a great experience.
I'm glad I got to talk to you during that time period.
Yes. Yes. I don't know if you wanted me to say that you were on the phone with me.
No, yeah. It's no problem at all. Okay. We talk all the time. People know we talk. We do.
Yeah. So when I was waiting in line, she was on the phone with me and so was my husband, Mr. Catwoman.
Yeah, we were on three-way.
Yeah. We're on three-way all talking together and stuff. And it helped. It helped the time go by. I didn't need to use my collapsible chair, but I did use my umbrella hat.
Yes, I got to witness that.
Yes. Yeah. And it's funny because it wasn't because it was raining. It's because it's Florida. It's really hot. And so many people were like, oh my goodness, the sun is burning me. And here I go, bah, with my umbrella hat. You saw some people actually
had them. You got to be like, LaShawn, bomb.
Bomb. Holla at your boy. Yeah. So there were people that were actually holding their umbrellas, but I'm just chilling with this hat umbrella on. Just that felt so good.
So either way.
Yes.
We aren't doing the political thing tonight, y'all. Y'all chill out in the chat.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I know you're joking, but we're just not.
Yeah. So please, please, if you can, go out to vote. Do it responsibly. Go prepared. Wear on your mask, please. That's what I got to say about that.
Miss Pinky, where are you? I have no clue where 313 is.
313? Oh, you think that's an area code? I don't even know.
I'm assuming.
Okay.
Probably. She says 45 degrees there, so. We had summer-like temperatures here today. That's why I've unzipped my onesie, and me and Baby Yoda are hanging out.
Yeah.
So we're twins tonight.
So you got a mini-me, basically. Oh,
she's in Detroit. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay, awesome. So we are going to talk about our audience question of the week. I did post it on Facebook.
Oh, and y'all can answer right now in the chat too.
Yes, you guys can participate right now as well. I did ask on Twitter and I did ask on Facebook. Nobody said anything on Facebook. No, nobody cared about us.
Let's have some responses on Twitter though.
Yes, yes. So I'm going to bring those up right now. So here it says that 17 people voted. Thank you for voting. And the question was, how often, I misspelled that, do you use reverse wireless charging? The category was never, daily, weekly, or sparingly. Never got 88%. Sparingly got 11%. And all the other ones got zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
I told Catwoman before the stream, I said, I had one of the first phones that did it and I never used it. Not even to charge my own devices. So.
Yep. And it was a Huawei phone, right?
Yeah.
And Dan Gage said, never ever. And I said, same. And I put a picture of me holding up an L. Well, my Bitmoji was holding up an L. I've never used it. As a matter of fact, I forgot that I had that capability. I was watching a video about the Z Fold 2, and it was talking about reverse wireless charging. And I was like, oh, that's right. My phone has that. But I've never needed to use it ever. Because I'm home, I guess.
Well, I mean, even before then, we had dongle bags. And I haven't taken my dongle bag anywhere in a long time. Like, I leave it here because it's so heavy. It has three backup batteries in it.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I was going to say those were some heavy dongles, but it's the batteries. Okay.
Yeah. Heavy dongles. When my keyboard wasn't working today at work, you'll laugh at this. I got an email from the IT person saying something about a dongle for my mouse.
Yeah.
And so I forwarded it to another teammate, well, my old teammate. And she says, what the heck is a dongle? I was like, oh, poor tink tink. I totally know what a dongle is, but I know there's not one on my keyboard. You know?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that Apple was the one who came up. Well, not came up. They made the word dongle popular. Before, it was just everything was called an adapter.
Yeah, but isn't the guy named Dongle the guy who named the dongle?
Yes.
Dongle?
Yeah. Yes. So the word was created before, but nobody never used it until Apple did.
Right.
Then everybody started using dongles. People say dongles more than they do adapter. And I'm like, no, that's an adapter.
I'll pull your dongle out.
So let's see what people said here in the chat as far as answering the audience question. So Tecla Mama says she didn't see it on Facebook. It's okay. It's all right. Dwayne said 0%. Miss Pinky 313 said sparingly for her. And let's see, anybody else say anything about it? No. I'm wondering if this technology is in a way bringing up the prices of the phones.
Well, to me, it was, what's the term people overuse? It's gimmicky.
Yes.
It feels for all like the things gimmick. That people say are gimmicky, that one is the top gimmick that was ever put on a phone because nobody uses it.
And I would use it if I had more than, what, I have a 4,500 milliamp hour battery. Why would I share that itty bitty amount of battery compared to a almost seven inch phone to charge something else? I
can see if you're in an emergency situation, but how often are you in an emergency situation where you need to share? Like, I'd share it with my own. I'm not giving you any of my charge, but
yeah. Well, I guess, for example, yesterday, the hurricane that, you know, went to Louisiana and down the south in Georgia and everywhere like that, I guess people could use the reverse wireless charging for that if they need it in a pinch. That's awesome. Barry also says 0%.
How many of us, especially in these areas that get hurricanes and stuff, when I know these storms are coming through, I charge everything. My backups, my phones, I charge everything up because you know it's coming. So if the power goes out, I will have charges, you know?
Yes. Yeah. And so Barry said 0%, has never used it. And Uno Nice says, I don't use it either. I carry an Anker portable battery charging brick. Yep.
I carry three because I'm stupid. I'm crazy.
No, you're not.
I'm so stupid. I'm crazy.
When I went to go vote, I had a 25,000 milliamp hour battery with me in case my phone died and I was out there too long. So, you know, people usually come prepared. You're right. We're also, because we're not out as much, we don't need to use the reverse wireless charger.
I don't even carry my extra chargers anymore. Like, I go to work and come home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, would you feel upset if
they could take that company? Take it off.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't feel too bad about it either.
Take it off.
I would rather them give me a headphone jack and take out the reverse
wireless charger. Yeah, good luck. So, I mean, good question though, but I figured you were going to get the results you got.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted it to be surprised that a lot of people used it.
I was going to say, to answer Dexter, even though he's saying multi-whim window is considered gimmicky, I know a lot more people that use that.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. I use multi-window. I was using it last night when I was getting everything ready for gadget chats. I was putting the stuff on Trello and then I was verifying the links that you gave me, Dexter, because you're awesome and you're always constantly sending us articles for us to talk about. Thank you. Appreciate you so much.
But see, on the fold here, I have shortcuts saved with multi-window. So like when I'm hanging out with y'all in the little private chats on Twitter and stuff like that, I can just hit that button and I can be sending a text or looking at YouTube and talking to y'all at the same time. I have multiple multi-window settings saved.
And your phone is also wide enough to really maximize the usage of the multi-window as well. Another thing that I use multi-window for is, let's say I need to get my affiliate link and I'm on my phone. I have one browser with the Amazon affiliate link, and then I have another browser. Well, not another browser. I have the other one on Trello. So there's just so many use cases that you could use it for. If they were to take multi-window away from me, I would be severely crushed. Severely.
A lot of people would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I said, awesome question.
Oh, look, Tecla Mama says she's used it. She's used it to charge her watch and buds. Okay.
Yeah, her stuff.
Sparingly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her stuff. Yes. But I think if they gave us a bigger battery, like a 6,000 milliamp hour battery, then we would use that function more because we know that the phone is going to last us a long time and we can charge it for something else. I think you need to have a big battery and reverse wireless charging in order to go hand in hand.
Well, I've been on big batteries for a minute, but you know, I just don't share. I'm stingy. I'm gonna be honest.
Yes. That's true. So Miss Pinky is going to work, girl. Get it. And we'll talk very soon, okay? Love ya. So Uno Nice said, multi-window is in no way gimmicky. It's needed and necessary, especially for business purposes. I definitely use multi-window, split screen, etc. Yep. Okay. So Miss Pinky said, me too. I charge everything. We stay in a bad grid, so if the wind blows too hard, it's a wrap. That sucks.
I am going to push us along because it's like 7:20 and we hadn't gotten into tech deals, we hadn't gotten into purchases, and we got like 7 or 8 articles.
Okay, so. Thank you for keeping me honest and on time. Yes, appreciate it.
My team plays tonight too, so.
Oh, okay, yes, we gotta be sure. So this was recommended to us by Dexter Cumberbatch because he's awesome. He's always recommending us different articles. So this one's by VGR. It says the 5 best deals in today's early Amazon Black Friday 2020 sale. So check out the links on here. They are, it's their affiliate links and it's some pretty cool stuff. So they have an external hard drive, a vacuum, which I mean, it's a pretty good price. It's like less than $250 for this robot vacuum. But you know what I'm going to say?
I was going to say, do your research first. Just because it's a robot vacuum, it's not going to be the caliber that Catwoman has. It might not even be the caliber of what you're looking for.
Yes. Because you might have a high carpet or a low carpet, or maybe it doesn't really work well on hardwood or tile. So definitely do your research before buying a robot vacuum. And then I'm always going to say this. I need a bin. Love having a bin. Bin is the best. So here is some tea fall cookware between $27.40 and $124. Check that out.
More vacuums.
Mm-hmm, more vacuums. Star Wars toys and apparel between $4.89 to $176.80. Yoda's like, where am I? I'm supposed to be on there. So thank you. Thank you so much, Dexter Cumberbatch, for this. Check it out. Black Friday is just around the corner. Next one is for all y'all Apple people. The AirPod Pros are $200 on Amazon and B&H Photo. And I checked these links. They're still active. So if you want to get them, get them for $200. That's $50 off the regular price. So that's pretty good.
Oh, we're not getting here.
Oh, sorry, what?
I was telling Yoda we weren't getting them.
Oh, okay. on this page here called Woot, it's $195. I've never used Woot.
I've used Woot. You good.
Okay. Yeah, you good. Okay.
Because right. I think Woot was bought out, and I don't quote me on this, I think they were bought out by Amazon. So It's hand in hand. I bought stuff from Woot, and it came Amazon Prime, so it's good.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. The iPad Air 64 gig 2020, it's silver or green, is $600. So that's $40 off the original price. It's not in stock in B&H Photo. And again, these are all The Verge's affiliate links. So check them out. We have the links in the description and everything. They have a lot of awesome stuff here for you guys to check out. For the sake of time, we're going to keep them moving. So this is we're into tech purchases. So what I want to talk about is this SATA and ADA converter. What this does, this is an adapter, not a dongle. And what it does is if you have an old hard drive, this is perfect for you. So I actually have like a really old hard drive. I actually have 3 of these things and I wanted it to go back and look at the old chats that I used to have with people. I like to do that at least once a year to see how much I've grown. And I haven't looked at this hard drive. Look, it's still dusty. I haven't looked at this hard drive in at least 2 years. So I got this converter and so it connects with SATA. Mm-hmm. On one side and then ADA. So those are for like the really, really old hard drives. And if you have an ADA that's really old and it needs to have like a power, it needs power this way, you can do it. And then it has a USB connector. You connect this to your computer and then it has a power cord. And you just connect it, you hit the on button, and it just starts working. It's like you have an external drive, but it's really an internal drive. That's cool. That was $30. So if you feel like you have some hard drives, you want to go down memory lane, you could do that.
You are crazy. people call me the queen of receipts. You got me beat.
I just want to pull up old conversations and
yeah. Yeah, I do. I have tons of receipts. I'm actually almost done with the hard drive on my Note 20 Ultra because of all the receipts I
wow. I had to delete some of mine. Like, I had some receipts and I was like, I'll never need these again. I'll go ahead and
word. Yeah. I don't know. I can't delete stuff.
It just depends on the level of receipt.
I have text messages going back at least 6 years.
I have some old like that too.
Yeah. next one here. Gigi, take it away.
My latest video is the Rinky Slim compatible case that I finally got for my Fold 2. Galaxy Z Fold 2. So my fingerprint buttons and everything works. I have done a video on it. I've linked the video to this. I've put an affiliate link in there for all y'all who might want one of these. And the mat is now selling on eBay locally. I might do some weirdness because I ordered the one from Korea and it's going to take longer to get here. But I also ordered the one that's here now because I'm going to have that one like by Monday or whatever. Word. Well, the one that's coming from Korea is going to take forever. So I might do a giveaway or something. Just give somebody who has a fold that one. Mm-hmm. You know, because I needed Matt like yesterday. Mm-hmm. Ethan got me a couple subs. like literally in the comments, people say I subbed because of your nephew. I was like, oh, forget my content, right? My
that's what and shout out to your video. You have over 1,000 views.
Yeah, I posted that last night. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
and okay. I did hit the 1,000 mark. Because last time we were here, I was knocking on it. So I made it. Mama, I made it.
So yes. See right here, she got 1,000 subs. And she's also the M word.
Monetized.
Yes. Cha-ching. Yay.
that's pretty much. And it's funny because I said, somebody asked me in that video, are you done with your case journey now that you found something that works? Do I ever look like I'm done with a case journey? Like, I had another one come in today. I don't even know which one. I've ordered so many cases for this phone. I don't even know what case this is. I literally don't know what it is. So I'm like, okay, I'll unbox it sometime this weekend. I'm really trying to ease up on videos. Like, I feel like I'm putting out videos every day now. So
yeah. People are loving it. So keep it coming. Don't mess up your momentum.
Yeah, people say, I'm really enjoying, you know, how much fun you make these. And I'm like, they're not, they're fun, but they're starting not to be so fun anymore.
I remember when you sent me the Huawei Mate 10 to review, you sent me, I think, like 5 cases with it.
Yeah.
She has so many cases, y'all.
I have that I'm keeping. 1, 2. Okay, so I have 4 that I'm not returning that are in my possession. One company was just so funny to me. Like, and it's in, well, I'll cover it. Like, okay, the next one, we can go to the next link because I have that case in my hand here. Mm-hmm. And this is more like a book kind of case. I use it for work. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know if I'm pronouncing the name of the company right, but it's the Aari Bonnet Diary Case. And so this case is good, works well for work, it's more professional. I do think it's still protective though. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, I'd be scared to carry my phone in that because it, you know, it could open up. But mm-hmm. I still think it's a pretty sturdy case because the back part of it is plastic, hard plastic, and it holds the phone in there. So, had fun with filming that one as well. I try not to be too serious in my videos. I feel like so many tech reviewers are so serious. Mm-hmm. But the next set of cases, like, I've made 4 tech purchases. I bought 4 cases since we were last here, people. Do you understand that? Like, so there were 2 cases in one video. I bought them both on Amazon. And I had to put in to return one of them because the company, it was from overseas. But it's going to get returned to California. And they were like, well, why are you returning it? You said it's not damaged. And I was like, it's not carbon fiber either. You lied. And so...
Yes.
They were like, can you send us pictures? I was like, no, it's already in the mail. So I said, but you can check out my YouTube video I've attached it below.
Look at you. Just shamelessly promoting yourself. On a note of shamelessly promoting, You have almost 2,000 views on this video. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Well, I purposely got that case and the Rinky. Did I get those? I got them the same day, although I filmed in different areas.
Yeah.
I got them the same day. And that case only had one other case review on YouTube when I looked it up. So I was like, ah, I'll post this one first because everybody has a Rinky case already.
Yeah.
That was a method to my madness in how I posted those.
Yeah. That's awesome. Look. Lon Denard said, I've been waiting for this one.
Yes, that's why I pinned that one. I was like, Lon is always around. Every time I post a video, he's one of the first people to comment. So he's he's kind of new to our area. So I welcome him.
Yes, welcome.
He's awesome.
Yes.
I don't know if he knows about Gadget Chats. Otherwise, he'd probably be over here.
Oh, okay.
And yes, I kept this one because it was only $12. So I was like, the back alone is frosted, so it's not going to get fingerprints. I might regret that later because I got the frosted Rinky coming, but you can never have too many cases. Never.
This was Shorty Thickums, right?
Oh, the front. The front is
the
Shorty
front Thickums. Was Shorty Thickums, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, back was nice, but front was meh.
But you were rocking it hybrid for a while. Frosted yes. in the back and
glossy in the front.
Yeah.
But even that video is doing decent. And yeah, this was the company that emailed me. It was like, what's wrong with the case? Because they don't have the gold one for sale anymore. They don't have that one for sale either. So they're all out of those.
And you could tell this picture is so CGI. It's not like, this is not the real picture of what like it actually looks like on the case.
Well, I mean, I didn't have that case. But the one I had didn't look bad. It just wasn't real carbon fiber. It was a piece of fabric tape glued to some plastic. So...
False advertising.
Yeah, but why is it currently unavailable and it has 2.5 stars? So there you have it. So I kind of blew through those because, like I said, we'll have another one to shoot here within the next week.
Yeah. You're putting out all these bangers. Keep them coming.
Eyes tied. I had to take a look. I said, look, that one, I was silly. I said, you can make a bowl of cereal in this. But look how thick that is. Like, how you gonna stick your finger down in it?
No, there's no way. There's no way. And this one has over 2,000 views. Awesome. And 69.
Shout out to non-skippable ads.
Yes, exactly.
But hey, YouTube Premium is the bomb.com. I forgot YouTube did commercials.
Yeah, right? It's funny because I remember when I first told you about YouTube Premium because you were going to add it because you had, you got what, 4 months because you got the fold?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're going to be addicted to it. And you're like, no, I'm not. I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care.
It's not a big deal. Yeah. Shut up.
Look at you. You addicted.
I'm like, well, maybe I'll have to pay for it.
Yeah, I don't like commercials. So when I was watching Miss Pinky 313 live stream today, I would get out of her stream to go look at something else on my phone, and then I would have to go back in, and there was always a commercial. And so I was asking, do you guys have something similar to that on Twitch? And they're like, well, no, if you sub to someone individually, you don't get commercials when you come back into their stream or you check out their stream. So I paid $5.99, or was it $6.99? I don't know, something like that, monthly. So when I go to her streams, I'm not being bombarded with all of these weird, what's it called again? Commercials. And I felt like it was worth it.
Huh? They'd be like, do your armpits itch?
Yes.
Do you have hair growing out of your eyeballs? Well, this medication is for you. And you're like, who is this for?
Well, the thing right now actually is that Twitch has a lot of condom commercials right now. So I don't know. They must have paid good money to put all those ads out there. But yeah, that was just getting kind of a little annoying.
Yes, and Catwoman did have a nice video this week. The only reason she was pumping my videos because they're part of my tech purchases.
I didn't buy anything. It was just a tutorial. So I'm like, Hey, Easy. You're late. I hope you're safe.
But hopefully y'all caught the promo that let y'all know that we both put out videos.
Yes. Yes.
And when I say go watch them, that means go watch them.
Yeah.
Wow. So.
Hey, Charlene. Hey, Techie Mike.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. So now we have 7 articles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, we've caught back up. We're in good rhythm again.
Yes, we're in good rhythm. I was going to go in a tangent about last night, but maybe I shouldn't for the sake of time.
Wait, what part?
About Easy Stream.
Easy Stream. Yes, you can. We can slide five. We got 5 minutes for it. At least 5 minutes for it.
Look, I didn't join the live stream last night because I'm like, I need to go to sleep. So I got to my bed. I put on Wired Wednesday while I was doing some stuff on my tablet. I'm like, I'll fall asleep eventually. It was so hilarious last night. I could not fall asleep. I couldn't. You guys were cracking me up. I'm like, I will never, ever put you guys as background noise ever in my life. You guys are hilarious.
I can recommend a couple streams for sleeping, but I'm not going to say those on our podcast. We'll talk post-stream. Yeah.
Okay, yes. Please recommend it.
Wired Wednesday is not one of them because Eric can tell you the after party was an hour and a half. Well, you came in, so yeah.
Yeah, and then afterwards, when it was over, I went into the backstage, and I was just cracking up with you guys. And then Mr. Cowan was like, "Why do you do this to yourself?" And I'm like, "They're just so much fun."
That was what I thought this morning when I was at work, and I had a non-functioning keyboard. I said, "Why do you do this to yourself?" You knew they were fixing your setup at work, and things were going to be crazy because you redo your computer at work.
Yeah.
Nothing is the way it was when you had your old setup. Now I have these two massive monitors that are bigger than any monitor I've ever had on a computer. So it's just like, this is too much. This is, and then the IT guy, when he finally fixes my keyboard, he's like, you know, technically, you have 3 monitors because the laptop's a monitor too. I was like, yeah, I kind of wasn't trying to do that. But you know, it makes my fold come to me a little bit in that, you know, moment. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'll put my email down here. I'll put this here. So I have like 5 different applications running at work at the same time now that I have all of these monitors. Okay. Yeah. My moment.
We're both running on fumes. Like, we both texted each other exhausted memes. They're like, I'm dead.
So yeah, I took a nap today and I'm on coffee now, but I'm on coffee now because my team plays tonight. So I have to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have to be anywhere till 12:30 tomorrow when I get this glorious hair of mine all dyed the same color. So.
Yay! And tell the stream what color.
Oh, I'm going for a brown of some sort, you know. Cool. Usually in the fall I do a fally color, which is usually red, but I'm not doing red this year.
Mm-hmm. You're going brunette. That's gonna be nice.
I want something reddish brown, chestnutty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and we forgot to say in the beginning that when we do these podcasts, we do it live. So you get to hear with all of our mistakes. We don't edit anything out. We go live on YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, which is Twitter, and Facebook. So if you guys ever want to come by Thursday nights at 7 p.m., we heal.
Yeah. We're here for your enjoyment because something is going to go wrong.
Yeah, and I keep hitting the table and like bumping the camera.
Oh, I do that.
It's going to fall over pretty soon.
Podcast, you don't have to worry about that. I was like, oh, everything sounded wonderful last week.
Yes.
Okay. Even your kids in the background, you was like, those are my kids.
I know, I was listening back then. I'm like, oh, they're so loud.
Okay, so I'm going to put Yoda down. Taking out my shirt here. And then we're going to cover these articles.
Mm-hmm.
Yoda, you got to be quiet now.
All right, so we're going to get into some articles. Oh, so Teching Mike says he has an article for us.
Yeah, he already re-explained it down there. You don't want to. We're going to move on from that.
Okay, all right, cool. Because I was going to say it's going to be hard for us to bring it up because.
No, we ain't bringing that one up. Did you read what the article was?
No, I did not.
And you come down too. Yeah.
Okay.
So, are we going to do. I put mine up here because we were talking about AirPod Pro. You were talking about the discounted AirPods. And you know the new AirPods are going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I kind of slid my article up here at the top to kind of just. I thought we'd be able to flow into that, but we didn't talk about everything under the sun since we talked about those discounted AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, The AirPod Pro, whatever, the new ones that are coming out are supposed to get a redesign. Mm-hmm. And they're not supposed to have the little thing, the Q-tip, the signature Q-tip that comes out your ear. Oh. Like, that's the old one there, but they're supposed to lose the Q-tip.
But how are you going to have such good call quality?
Does that make the call quality better? I thought it helped charge it.
No. that's what it's for. It has a little mic there. It's because it's supposed to hear you.
I am mad easy just asked if you changed your background. People are mad accepting it.
Yes. I've had it changed like this for 2 months now.
Shout out to the observant men that we have that we hang out with.
Yes. So they're going to have no stem. So they went from long stem to small stem.
Medium
to
medium stem. Yeah.
Okay.
Take them stems off.
Okay.
Are you curious about how this is going to look, or do we think this rumor is true?
I think the rumor's true.
Okay.
I think it is. And I'm happy that it is true, because I honestly don't like the look. And I feel for the call quality that you get, it's not good enough. It's not justified. Because Mr. Catwoman has a conversation with someone, I'm not going to put them on blast, who uses AirPods.
Don't we all look know at me who like, you're talking okay. about. We all know who you're talking okay. about.
And he,
I advise said person not to buy AirPods. I said, get the PowerBeat Pros. They're still Apple family and better battery life.
Yes.
Sound quality is 10 times better. You get highs, lows, mids, and bass. Like, sir, you need to do this? Oh, no, I'm going to get these. And he said, Kimmy, I should have listened to you.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. So I'm glad they're getting rid of this stuff. It's not conducive at all.
And being that we're talking about said person, shout out to that person. Either way.
Hey, Panna, welcome. So, next article. Okay, will robotic trucks be sweatshops on wheels? So, this one's a very interesting article. So, I believe Dexter sent me this one, too. I think he sent me all of them, to be honest with you.
Right, because I think I only added two articles. All these are via Catwoman, Dexter, or whoever put them.
Dexter.
You know, I try not to add too many articles, and I know we can be long-winded.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it to an hour. But basically, soon, not robots, trucks are going to be able to be self-driving.
Right.
5G becomes fully implemented.
Remember we talked about that last year? Like, GadgetChats talked about these self-driving trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like,
yes, they were. And they were saying, oh no, it's not going to work, blah, blah, blah. But the way that they're figuring out the happy medium is to have only one person in the truck just sitting there while the truck is driving itself to where it needs to go. And that can actually be problematic, because what are going to be your working hours? I know that they kind of track that right now based off of mileage and things like that, but they could potentially still move the truck while the person is sleeping. So is this going to be like the new sweatshop? Could be. That's kind of scary.
It is.
And the thing is that technology moves so fast. Like right here, it says deregulation and technology set off a series of cascading changes with trucks work, compensation, current rules, blah, 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 blah. But the thing is that technology moves so much faster than us being able to legislate laws that unfortunately a lot of people do get taken advantage of when it comes to technology, whether it's by stealing your data or making you addicted to the internet or apps, or, you know, making you spend your money on things, frivolous things that you don't need. There's a lot of predatory things that happen in technology, but the way that not just our government, but just the way that governments work in general, it can't keep up with it. It's like implement now and then we ask questions later. But I'm glad that they're actually having this conversation before it actually becomes like a common practice. What do you think?
Tech will always be ahead of legislation. But truckers are suffering enough right now with pandemic kind of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And the more, I don't know. I don't know a lot of people now who are going
to get their CDLs.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know I have a generation of friends that, you know, my generation who are truck drivers.
And yeah.
It's got to be rough. Yeah. It's like, are we about to be replaced? What are you going to do with us? Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Yeah. And in a way, it is going to get there because the technology of being able to self-drive, but are you going to be able to take care of the human that's inside? Because we kind of hurt ourselves now.
But I can easily see them turning this thing. I can see them turning around and saying, okay, the human inside isn't doing but so much now.
Yes.
Like, why do we need to pay you what we were paying you before?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, like, remember, administrative work actually had to deal with physical papers. But now that most of it is in front of a computer screen and some things are kind of automated, you know, that puts a strain on you because now you're required to be basically locked down to your chair for a long time. And that does hurt your health. So those are, you know, the types of conversations. I'm glad that these people are having it in the forefront. But, you know, it just moves so quickly. We have to keep an eye on this.
That's definitely something to keep out on.
Mm-hmm. So Dexter wants to know if Tech King Mike is going to be in a self-driving truck. I'll let him answer that for himself. Yeah. I mean, people go where the money is because they need to feed their family. So only time will tell. Next article. So UK regulator to ban carriers from selling locked phones.
Okay. Let me go out here on a limb and say this. I ain't even read this article. But why are these other countries taking care of their people better than our country taking care of us?
Exactly. Yeah.
You kind of like when last week we were talking about, what was that? France or Italy? If somebody it was France that's giving the free headphones with the iPhones because it's legally, they have to.
Yes, legally they have to.
Legally, we have nothing to protect us as consumers here in the U.S.
Yes. A lot of companies have better protections than the actual civilians and people here in the United States. It sucks. But so basically, the reason why this is such a big deal was because the UK is basically honoring a legislation that was passed while it was still part of the EU before Brexit happened. And that is that just because you're paying a contract on a phone doesn't mean that the phone has to be locked to that carrier. So when you go to another company, for example, the phone needs to already be unlocked. Here in the United States, you have to pay off the phone, call the company that is locked under, beg them for the code so that you can unlock it. If not, you got to pay a fee between $10 to $30. It's a whole rigmarole situation. You just get so fed up, you just buy another phone. And now that one is usually locked to that specific carrier. And the wheels keep turning. You know, so good job, UK, for honoring that legislation and protecting your people. That's awesome.
I'm moving.
Don't leave me.
We'll go together.
Yes. Okay. We'll go together. Bye, Mr. Catwoman. Okay. Next, Baby Yoda. So I can't actually play any of these things because, you know, obviously they're like copyrighted videos and stuff. We highly encourage you guys to check out this link. They have so many awesome memes about The Mandalorian Season 1. I'm just like just scrolling through them. Yes, they're spoilers. So if you haven't seen it, go watch it. The Mandalorian airs tomorrow. It's going to be great.
And if you need to catch up, you need to go back and watch Season 1. Mm-hmm. Do that.
Yes.
I usually do that. If it's been a while since I've seen a season of something and a new season's coming out, I get my refresher on.
Yeah. So I love this meme here where it's Baby Yoda sleeping and it says, pretending to be asleep so your dad can bring you inside from the car.
Oh man, I remember those days.
Yes. Oh my god, I love it when Baby Yoda's wearing
stuff. Anytime they're putting on, you know, uniforms. And you know, like the one I told you had the gold chain, I gotta put a gold chain on mine.
Yes! Jordan's. That's gonna be hilarious. So this will go on forever. So yeah, check out these memes, you guys. We have a link in the description.
I should have dressed them up for Halloween.
Yes. So this one, awesome article. Yay. Scoop found it for us yesterday. Go ahead, talk about it.
Woo! I haven't read it. But you know I want it. You know I want it.
Yes. I love
how this is a new remote control. Baby Yoda will follow you around. So, you know, I'm all about some robots. I'm all about some Baby Yoda. Hey, I need this. Look at, that's an,
and it's wobbly when it walks like a little penguin.
That is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I need all the Baby Yoda in my life that I can have.
I love how reflective his eyes are. It's like the perfect color that it would be, just like that reflective, you know?
Oh.
Don't call it the child. Call it Baby Yoda. Call it what it
is. See, remember I told you I got my new setup at work. Yes. And so the IT guy comes over and he's like, the child. He's like, so much money invested in this little creature. He is just, he's just money. And he's like, but I love the Mandalorian too. He says, he said, my boy don't get no props. He says, all about the child. He says, what about the Mandalorian?
Yes, Mando's awesome. I love Mando.
Hey, Uno. I thought y'all were tanking. But either way, I'm sorry. I'm getting off topic.
Sports.
Yeah.
Okay, so next article. How an algorithm blocked kidney transplants to a black patient. So this one,
I saw this article. I was like, oh my goodness.
The title alone hit me, but then I was reading about it. So basically, it's people who, it's an algorithm that says whether or not you need a transplant. And there is a big stigma in healthcare where black people's pain is, they think that black people have a higher tolerance in pain. So they're less likely to be taken seriously about symptoms that they had. So this algorithm was thinking that these black people were more healthy than they actually were, and they needed a kidney transplant. It's so messed up. But that's one of the things that we need to consider when we talk about algorithms. So I've spoken with a friend before, and they talked about how if you go on Google and you type the word hand, all you'll see is just white people hands, right? But if you type criminal hands, you'll see a bunch of brown and black people hands. And that's one of the things that we need to pay attention to about these algorithms. Like, what are the types of biases that they have? Yes, it's based off of the amount of people that use it, right? So obviously,
and I'm gonna let you finish your statement. I'm gonna put a spin on it. Keep going though.
Okay, so the, you know, because you could say what is the majority of people that have access to either technology or to goods that are expensive, right? And so it caters to those, but we need to not just think about numbers and be more sympathetic. So yeah, go ahead.
The other spin on that is funny because I had a conversation with my father about this. Mm-hmm. When you get into the other way around, if I'm a black donor, then anybody will take what I'm giving.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as a donor, they'll say, oh, well, her complexion was too light for me to have her heart or her eyes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then when they look at some of these things here, it's like, oh, skin color matters. No, I've read that. I was like, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Our insides are the same.
Yeah. It sucks. It sucks that happened to those people. People who could have needed those kidney transplant earlier were not able to get it because the algorithm thought that these black people were healthier than what they really were, just because of the algorithmic biases off of skin color. Like, that's not how things should be. So you know, it's kind of like with technology, we do stuff and then ask later. These are the consequences. And so when we put forth an either an algorithm or a piece of hardware, when it comes to tech, we need to think about how is this going to affect, how is it going to marginalize people? Because something like this can literally save lives.
Yeah. Or kill someone.
Yes. And unfortunately, that's, you know, what happens. So, yeah. Thank you, Dexter, for this article. Appreciate you.
And last but not least,
The Galaxy S21 box may ditch the charger and earphones just like the iPhone 12. I believe it.
Eric, if we have to hear about this for long periods of time, mm-hmm. I will hurt you.
Yeah.
Because we said it's coming. We already said it's coming. We can complain. We can moan or whatever. But we know it's coming.
Yeah.
Prepare yourself. Just like the headphone jack when we knew it was leaving.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's futile. It's futile. But the dumb thing, though, is that Samsung posted making fun of Apple, saying, you know, we got a charger included. We have the charging brick included. Don't do that if you're going to turn around a year or two.
You know what you're going to do.
Yeah, because when I got my Note 20, it didn't come with the earbuds, with the wired earbuds with it. So I believe that, yeah, they're going to take it out. And so many people had to call in to get it sent to them.
And it's just like, I made that statement. I was like, well, you know, with the Note, they allowed you to call in and get it. I said, some of the people, remember Eric got his and they looked nasty or whatever? There were other people, I'm sitting here saying, well, with the Fold, that wasn't anything that was offered. You know, like, hey. Mm-hmm. Not that I wanted them or cared to have them, but if y'all gonna continue to offer it, offer it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The Note was a $2,000 phone. I mean, the Fold. So,
And the thing about, you know, with Apple products, people are complaining about it, but they're still buying it. There's no dip in sales because
I came for Eric on Twitter about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. So they're just gonna do what they want. Like, how many are you buying? You have to be like LB. You have to either talk with your wallet or don't say anything at all.
Exactly. I commend LB for that. He's sticking to his guns. So it's like, either you're going to say something, but are you going to do something? Yeah. I was blue in the face talking about the headphone jack. I held out as long as I could. Like, what can I do now? I'm jaded now. I feel like this is inevitable. It's going to happen.
It's kind of like when people said, well, I'm not going to buy phones that don't have removable batteries. How long did that last?
I think 2 years, right? Like 2 years?
You could only buy LGs for so long before they stopped making theirs removable. So it's going to happen.
Yeah. And there's nothing we could do about it. It was good while it lasted. Right?
Like we talk about innovation. Look, the companies are looking at how much money can I save?
Yeah.
Oh, Apple did that? Okay. We're going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
They're not catching too much backlash for it. People are still buying phones.
And it saved them a few pennies, dollars. So, yeah.
There won't be backlash. There won't.
Mm-hmm. Let me unpin this here.
And it's, hey, you can say that in emails, but they've been rumoring. It's not just this article. They've been rumoring this thing since Apple said they weren't going to do it.
Yes. Yeah.
This isn't new information.
Yeah. So I did also, towards the end, want to give a shout out to Chosen Beats. These are the two songs that we have. So About You, that's in the intro. And then the one that we have for the outro is Beauty. So check these songs out. So About You is $2. And Beauty is $5. So if you want to buy the music.
I don't even have that one.
About You? Yeah, that's the one that's like, doom, good doom.
Yeah, I know which one it is. I know what our intro sounds.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Catwoman sometimes, I think she thinks I'm LaShawn.
LaShawn had me dying yesterday. This is the things he would say. LaShawn freaking cracking me up yesterday. He was like, I was the one giving away the popcorn. No, I was the one. Y'all better go back and check Easy Computer Solutions live stream yesterday. It was hilarious. Hilarious, you guys.
Oh, what? Now we ain't talking about hurt screens and stuff. We're talking about taking things away. We ain't talking about adding new features.
Yeah, we're not talking about adding. Yeah. We're talking about taking stuff away.
And you know, eventually they will get the 120 hertz. I don't care about the 120 hertz.
Yeah, I don't care about it.
So, it's been a great stream. I want y'all to be safe out there. I want y'all to go vote.
Yeah.
And what else? What else do they need to do?
Let's channel Easy.
Oh, sub
team. We at the top of the hour. We at the top of the hour.
Watch The Mandalorian tomorrow.
Yes. And we'll
be at 10th next week. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, it's going to be all spoiler talk about it next week. So you've been warned.
Yes,
okay, we're not going to spoil nothing.
Look, Baby Yoda's excited about it, right? Oh boy.
I believe Tech King Mike is having a live stream at 9 p.m., right? So whoever's
well, that's
in
what
here.
He says. Is he here still?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. He was. Let us know, sir. Let us know.
Yeah. I don't
be on the lookout for it.
If you don't see anything, you know. I don't want people hanging out like, hey, y'all told us to go over there.
Yeah. So for Halloween, what are you doing for Halloween? Let's end it off with that.
I know y'all are doing fun stuff. I'm not doing, I'll be cleaning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No life. Yes.
Are you going to be dressed up like Baby Yoda?
I don't think it's cold enough yet.
Okay.
I keep moving this zipper further and further down. I'm going to go put on some sports paraphernalia. So,
okay.
Tank top it is. I'm burning up over here. But this is going to be wonderful for winter because I hate the cold.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not. This is going to work out fine.
For Halloween, my twin sister, her girlfriend, and their daughters are coming over. We are going to watch Paranormal Activity, the Spanish one.
Okay. Mike said he's not doing anything. So,
Okay. Cool. Thanks for the heads up. And we're also gonna play this card tabletop game called Zombies as well. And we're just gonna be a family and just have a good time. Saturday Night Tech Fight is supposed to happen on Saturday night as well, which is Halloween. So Mr. Cameron is gonna need to step away a little bit so that he could, you know, duke it out with them. But we're all just gonna have a good time. Yeah.
Well, I will try. Look. As I look at this, I will try to record another video. I am tired. I'm thinking of reposting my Ricky video, though, because it's already done. I haven't gotten any new cases from them, and I have discount codes that people can use. So
yes.
I need to put that. I might post that in the morning, so if you go by Gadget Goddess's channel, you might see a video and wonder why people were posting comments on it weeks ago. Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. And you should just put, like, a disclaimer in the description.
It's not a cape. It's a onesie. Don't I look like Baby Yoda? Don't we look like?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my sister said we should watch The Craft, too. Oh, she got the board game, too. Yay! Awesome! Oh, so much fun! Woohoo! Yeah!
Well, Mike, I'll be hanging out with LaShawn tomorrow, so I can't really speak on... Oh, he said he might go before LaShawn.
Oh, okay. Before the show. Okay. All right, cool. Awesome sauce.
But yeah. We gonna wrap this up. I get to sleep in tomorrow. I'm kind of excited.
Hey! I'm gonna go to sleep.
I'm gonna sleep like a rock.
Yes. I'm gonna need some sleep right now.
I got a rock. I am going to miss Charlie Brown not being on TV.
Right?
Okay, we already talked about it.
Yeah, we did. Okay, so bye, everyone. Thank you so much for checking us out and hanging out with us. We're going to go recharge and see you guys next Thursday. Check out all of our people's live streams as well. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. I'm going to cue the outro.